Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA, who's getting you closer to the game than ever with exclusive prizes. Enter for your chance to win at MichelobUltra.com/courtside. Enjoy responsibly. 2024 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. Michelob Ultra registered courtside sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 and up. Begins October 19th, 2023 and ends June 12th, 2024. Multiple entry periods. See official rules at MichelobUltra.com/rules for free entry, entry deadlines, prices, and details. Message and data rates may apply. Void where prohibited.
Is this on?
Oh, Tozawa! That's nasty!
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
It's the most murderous time of the year.
Yes.
There will be Roman Reigns and women in chains and heads over here. It's the most murderous time of the year.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Keep it going.
There will be Vince McMahon. And he's back.
I don't have the rest of the words.
And his black stash.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. And John Cena is here, but you shouldn't fear unless you're a girl. Then you're dead. A wonderful time. Unless you are queer.
Wow.
Then you're dead. Dead, 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 dead. Here.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
Hey, welcome to
whatever
the fuck this is.
You guys ready for Saudi Mania?
Are we ever really ready?
I just watched a Saudi pay-per-view the week prior.
You did?
Yeah, Tyson Fury versus Francis Ngannou.
Yeah. Sure. And had Vince McMahon, The Undertaker, and Kane.
And it was just as scripted.
Oh, that's right. That was so great. It was like, look, it's Vince McMahon, Undertaker, and Kane. Because Vince was using a cane.
Yeah.
That's
great.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he was more Walt Disney than ever.
Oh, my God.
The jet black hair, the pencil mustache.
Can't wait till they cut off his head and freeze it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, you know they are. You know this motherfucker's coming back in like 1,000 years.
As a fucking robot.
A cyborg.
Right.
It's going to be like Westworld where they just take his consciousness.
He'll be the first. They have that now. Yeah. He'll be the first.
It's going to be like Ninja Turtles. It's going to be his head in a giant robot body. Like
or like Futurama, just a fucking head in a jar.
Right. On a big body.
And he's going to be like, welcome to SmackDown.
He's going to look like this, like a head on like just like a floating body. Right. Like,
I'm still here. Where the hell have I been? Give me some tiny arms so I can still grope all the women in WWE.
Are there any laws against puppets groping women? This is amazing.
I'm just a puppet. What are you going to do?
And he has a whole body. He's just like doing like this with a puppet on his head. It's not me. It's the puppet.
Call
it's
HR.
The puppet.
Call HR right now. I don't even exist anymore.
He's not even an employee.
Who are you going to sue? He's just going to be like, all right, I want you to clone Tori Wilson and Stacey Keibler. Yeah. There's no laws against fucking clones. Are there any laws against raping clones? I don't see any.
The minute he touches the clones, they sue him immediately. Right? Like, no, we're still humans.
And that's why we have Vince's Law.
Exactly.
Right.
Oh, Saudi Mania.
So do you know what number Saudi show this is?
Hold on. Are we doing trivia early?
Or do you want me to save it?
Save it.
All right, we'll save
it. Is that your trivia?
That's the teaser. Yeah, that's
okay.
The teaser.
I think I can get it, though.
Okay.
Really? Yeah.
All right, we'll try to do it later.
Yeah,
okay.
Work together later.
Just Google on your computer.
So. All right.
Don't you dare.
Yeah. You guys ready for Saudi Mania this Saturday?
Oh, you know, no.
No. Not no. really.
There's eight matches. It's like a fucking AEW show.
Yeah, but it's gonna be like 5 hours.
It's like half an AEW show.
Well, yeah, right. There you go. It's still gonna be 5 hours.
Although the last Crown Jewel was eight matches as well. So
yeah,
I guess that's just, you know, it's like a WrestleMania.
Was that Paul versus Roman?
Paul versus Roman?
Logan Paul versus Roman?
Oh yeah, it was. Okay. Mm. Yeah, for sure.
That was fun. Right.
When you say Paul, I think of. You know, Paul Levesque,
Paul Heyman.
Paul White. No, definitely not Paul White.
Okay.
But we got a big podcast, got to recap SmackDown and Raw, then give our predictions for Saudi Mania, Crown Jewel.
Yep. So unfortunately, no fan questions this week.
No fan questions. We got to do fan questions.
Okay,
guys.
Joe.
Two.
Jeez.
Sorry, I love you guys. I don't know about these two over here.
I love you guys. What are you talking about? Eric just said that.
I love you guys too.
See, and Vince loves all of us
a little too much.
I just, you know, I know I'm grouping you all together, but you know, have sentence structure, right? Mm. Spell where Andrew doesn't know what he's reading.
Grammar, and
then, yeah, it goes to the air.
Just all get together.
Look at these beforehand. Now he doesn't. He just reads it on the
air. Your phone has spell check, right?
One day Andrew went, fuck it, I'll do it live. And now it's been live.
Here we are.
I don't want to read these questions twice.
I don't have time for all that reading.
No. So yeah, we'll see how they are. First, we need to thank a new patron that can submit fan questions.
Oh, yes.
Thank you to Occasional Jerk.
Oh, I think we're going to get a lot of great questions from this one.
I think so too, yeah. Go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. It's $5 a month. You can cancel anytime, or you could do a year sub to save some money. Shout out to a couple of our fans that actually did that this week. They did another year sub. So people like it.
Redo.
People keep on doing it.
Re-up.
That's right. We have over 800 paid patrons at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. We got weekly AEW recaps, the pay-per-views, like Saudi Mania, Crown Jewel this Saturday.
Yes.
So many brackets, including bonus content. More bonus content coming this month.
Fuck yes. Yeah.
Also, I want to thank Martin Velasquez. He bought 2 t-shirts from 2 different websites.
Wow.
He bought the logo t-shirt
at
prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And he also bought a
thanks guys
t-shirt at bonfire.com/thanksguys. Yeah.
Martin did a lot of web surfing.
He did.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Surfing the web.
Shout out to David Cassells. He is a fan of ours in Australia.
Very nice.
And he just got his beanie and his again shirt.
Oh, Kyrie.
Yes.
Nice.
Yep.
Some people were offended by that.
Forever. He said, but because I'm in Australia.
Like 3 months.
Yeah.
Some people were offended by that shirt design, but, you know, fuck them.
Wow.
You know, we've been here long enough. We have a fan following.
We're grandfathered in at this point.
We're almost to that fuck you money. Not quite, but we're almost there. That fuck you podcast.
Fuck you, give me money. Yeah. Right. All right, so SmackDown opens with the contract signing for Roman Reigns versus L.A. Knight at Crown Jewel. Mm. Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman came out first.
Mm-hmm.
But he was actually there. It wasn't CGI?
No.
It wasn't a hologram?
It wasn't like, call Roman Reigns.
I'm so sick of that shit.
Not Roman Polanski.
Yeah. Well, I guess Paul Heyman's evil character would be friends with.
Yeah, it tracks.
So Roman comes out and, you know, you hear his music and you're like, okay.
All right, here we go.
I guess we got about 5 minutes. And I didn't watch it live, so I start fast forwarding. And then, like, luckily enough, I, like, stopped it to where, like, right at the right moment. Because then you just hear, L.A. Knight. And, like,
wait, you hear what?
Hold on. God damn it. It's not that easy. I got to find it.
L.A. Knight.
Yeah, but the payoff's great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, this was awesome because I don't know if we've ever seen this before.
No.
You just think you're going to have to wait 5 minutes for this fucking entrance.
Yeah.
And then LA Knight interrupts it, and Roman's, like, reaction was priceless.
Right.
And then LA Knight just walks right past him.
Bumps
it was great because usually when he comes, it's just like, oh, 5 fucking minutes of this entrance to start the show. Like,
and then usually it goes right to commercial after that.
Exactly.
Right.
We'll be right back with more Pyro. Be more back with more of this entrance.
I don't know if Roman's fought someone with such bravado. Like he, like you're
charisma.
Like you're really thinking, well, like charisma maybe Cody had too, but
well, yeah.
Like Sammy. LA Knight believes he's gonna, his character right. believes he's winning this match.
Oh yeah. LA Knight, you know, makes me believe he has a 19-inch cock.
That's right. I thought you were going to say 19% chance to win. I was like, that's pretty high.
That's pretty high.
Well,
it's pretty high.
Yeah. So Knight sat at the head of the table and told Roman, it's time to sign this deal and sign that title away. Yeah.
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 And then Nick Aldis is in the ring already.
Yeah.
Sure. And Nick Aldis is proven to be as worthless as Adam Pearce. Maybe a turn's coming. Maybe we'll see.
Maybe.
But Nick Aldis starts to explain what a contract signing is.
Yes.
And again, it's just like, you're just, once again, you're dumbing it down for everyone.
Yeah.
Triple H, you're in control. Like, even a child can right. understand what a fucking contract is.
Well, I don't know. How many kids have signed
and contracts? And even if they don't, even if they don't understand, does it matter?
Right. Do they even give a fuck?
Gentlemen, the contract is here for Crown Jewel. We're going to need a signature from each of you. And then the match is official.
Wait, I have Does to everyone... sign that to have the match official?
Yes.
No.
Are you sure?
dang it. Please? Pretty right. please?
If I don't sign it and someone runs to the ring and signs their name, are they in the match?
Yes. Yeah. We have to abide by those rules because right. it's happened before.
You better sign this quick so we can notarize
in
it.
In fact, John Cena, who you know likes to say he doesn't like to steal opportunities... He was the one who did that.
In fact, he's already signed this one. So yeah.
So Knight interrupts. He signs the contract. He passes it to Reigns. And then Roman asks Knight, have you ever had a contract signing before? Have you ever had a championship match before? And of course, you know, Impact TNA doesn't count.
Sure.
Right.
Did you mention where LA Knight is sitting?
Head of the table.
Yeah.
I think I did.
Did you?
I at least had in my notes. I thought I did. But yeah, he says, I don't think so, which means you got no clue what you're doing right now. But don't worry. We're going to make it real nice for your first time. We're going to go real gentle for you. Oh. Just the tip.
Oh.
And then I'm going to slide right in.
Tony?
Oh, yeah. Tony?
Well, yeah.
I don't know. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for making it gentle.
There you go. So Roman tries to sign the contract, but the pen doesn't work.
No.
So he yells at Heyman, and Heyman gives him another pen, and he signs a contract. I imagine that's just that was just a pen that didn't work. So
sure.
He just improvised that.
It's a good thing Heyman had a pen on him.
Yeah. Well, there's another pen in the on the thing. But they always do this like little bit every time there's a contract signing where Reigns can't just use any pen. It's got to be this pen that Heyman has.
Yeah.
And then the pen didn't work.
Yeah.
So Heyman chucked it out of the ring. So they both sign the contract, and then Nick Aldis says, thank you, gentlemen. That concludes my responsibilities this evening.
Yeah.
Goodbye. And I looked at my That's phone. It. I said, there's an hour and 50 minutes left, bud.
Yeah.
What the fuck That's are you it? Talking about?
Best job ever.
All right.
He's like, screw you guys, I'm going here.
That's why they paid me the big bucks.
Clearly.
To get these contracts signed.
Yeah.
So Roman starts to leave, but Knight says, I'm at the head of the table, so acknowledge me. And then Knight goes God mode here. This was great.
Yeah, this is my first time, but I only need one time. Because while you failed over and over again, while you were busy doing suffering succotash, I've been out here run one, telling everybody whose game this is. Not yet.
That was great.
Yeah.
Because there can be only one WWE champion. Yeah, there can be one me. Yeah, and guess what? It's coming up real soon, and there's nothing you can do about it, and that's not an insult. That is just a fact of life. I can't stop this gravy train. I can't stop the undeniable Kevorka, and I can't stop being the man they call the megastar with everybody saying, hey,
hey.
Yeah.
He mentioned suffer and succotash.
How great is that?
That's awesome.
For real.
Like, right. Has anyone done that?
No.
Maybe Seth? I don't know.
Maybe Cena?
Maybe.
Yeah.
That was so great. So Roman flips the table into Knight and attacks him. Roman sets the table back up, but Knight fights back, and the crowd chants, yeah, every time he stomps Roman in the corner.
Right. The yes stomps.
The yes stomps.
Yeah.
Jimmy Uso runs out to save Roman. Roman retreats, and Knight puts Jimmy through the table. Great opening segment.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
It's only downhill from here.
Backstage, Paul Heyman shows Roman the Green Bay Packers custom-made WWE championship because they're in Wisconsin, and he says, I'm going to give this to LA Knight.
They boo it. Like the first, I don't know, like there were boos that came through when he pulls it from the back.
Maybe because they suck. They're angry right now.
Maybe.
Packers are, what, 2-5 or something like that?
Makes sense.
He says, I'm going to give this to LA Knight because it's the closest he or the Packers are ever going to come to being champions. And, of course, they do. Then Jimmy walks in and lays.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's true.
That's true.
Jimmy walks in. He lays on the couch in pain. They do more stupid quarterback talk.
Yeah.
I ran the play, Oos. Well, you ran the wrong play. I called an audible. Hot route. I'm off the injured reserve list.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck is going on there.
So the injured reserve list is when a player gets injured. And he's out for multiple weeks. They put him on the injured reserve list.
Oh, okay.
So is it funny now? Now that you know?
No.
No, it's not.
Like, didn't he do his job? Like, Roman was about to get his ass kicked, so he ran in to get his ass kicked?
Yeah, you're the
stooge. Isn't that exactly what you're supposed to do?
Exactly.
Mr. Hot Route?
So Heyman leaves to make a match between Knight and Jimmy for the main event. And then Jimmy says, yeet! But Roman says, I told you not to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all did.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. It reminds him of Jay.
Yeah.
So don't fucking bring up Jay.
So yeah, stupid.
I mean, the fact that they're still even talking about Jay makes me really feel like Jay's the guy to do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be Jay.
Jay Uso?
Yeah.
He's not a star.
He's a lot better than what he was, and they did make him a star.
But you've got like
the fucking crowd loves him.
Drew and Cody and now LA Knight that could like run with this title. So what, he takes off him and then drops it 2 months later?
Sure.
I guess in your scenario, yeah. whoever beats Roman can't lose it for at least a while. They got to hold it at least a year. You can't beat the longest reigning champion in what? What's it? When it's over, it might be ever.
Yeah.
So once you beat him, even if it's not, like, it's still, like, the longest reign in 30 years.
Yeah.
You can't have a short reign after beating the, you know what I mean, arguably the best guy in terms of, like, kayfabe.
Yeah.
In terms of winning goes. You got to hold it a while, at least a year. So.
At least.
Yeah. But that's, you know, what, 3.5 years away? So we don't have to worry about that.
Probably.
Jesus. Bruno Sammartino, when is
that? For sure.
Next up, we've got Santos Escobar and Carlito versus the Street Profits. Every week, there's just two guys from LWO versus the Street Profits.
Right.
It's just, they just do a fucking lottery to see who it
draw is. Draw straws.
Exactly. God. We got Bobby Lashley ringside. We got Rey Mysterio watching backstage because he couldn't be bothered to go to the ring.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Bobby's there with his guys.
Right.
And then he was like, hey, where are you, bitch? Right.
Hey, you going out there with us? You know, just in case anything from Bobby, you can even it up.
Yeah.
No.
And part of me feels like this was filmed the previous SmackDown.
Right. Yeah.
Because Logan Paul knocks out Ray with a cheap shot backstage, and then he never comes out to the ring. Mm-mm. You think if they had Logan Paul, he would come out.
Sure.
I bet you they filmed all of this, including what later happens backstage. They filmed all of it the previous
100%
week.
100%. Sure.
You know?
Sure.
Yeah. So that's probably why Ray wasn't out there.
He's like, what, 2 weeks in a row? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, exactly. He was on SmackDown and Raw last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Carlito saw that on the Titantron, and he runs to the back, leaving Escobar all alone. Because that's more important. He's already knocked out, and Logan Paul left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He left. It's not like he was just fucking killing him and kept punching and punching and punching. Yeah, I better go help. No. He's knocked out. He's sleeping. What are you going to do, Carlito?
Right.
So Carlito leaves, and then the Street Profits hit the spine buster neck breaker combo for the win. Or as they call it now, or as Kevin Patrick called it, Revelation.
What the fuck?
What they said?
That's the name of the finish.
What is that?
Kevin Patrick went, Revelation!
And we're like, bottom right?
And it's a spine buster.
Matrix Revolutions!
Exactly. Yeah. Later, Logan Paul walks by Kevin Owens wearing a Rey Mysterio t-shirt. And Logan says, that's a whack t-shirt. And he walks away. But they have a little stare down as if that's probably the next Saudi Mania match.
For the
or maybe
title.
Even yeah. WrestleMania. Who knows, right?
Right. Right.
But obviously, they're going to have a match soon.
Yeah.
Then Austin Theory and Grayson Waller walk up to talk shit to KO. And KO tells him that he could punch them both at the same time, but they disagree. And then Jason Jordan and Jamie Noble get in between them. And Owens even asks Noble, like, don't you think I could punch them both at the same time? And Noble's like, yeah, you could definitely do that.
Yeah, totally.
And then they do a close shot on Theory and Waller.
And I was like, oh, he's definitely not going to punch them now.
Right.
And yeah, Owens punches both of them and they fall.
It was even like either a sound effect or like they hit their legs at the same time.
Right.
Like, yeah.
It's like a cartoon punch.
Well, it was also when Logan punched Ray, he made this, he went boom.
Yeah.
Right.
Logan pummeled.
Like he's fucking Batman in 1966.
Yeah. It's like when they filmed Star Wars and they had to tell Ewan McGregor, stop doing the vroom sounds. Yeah. We'll add them in post.
Right.
Wow.
Wow. That's such a good video.
Did you hear Owens too? He's like, I told you I could do it, Jamie.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Next up, and then again, like that's what Kevin Owens is doing.
Comedy relief.
Welcome to SmackDown. We have nothing for you.
Yeah.
You're welcome just here. These two generic white guys.
Yeah. And you're gonna fight them for 3 months.
3 months. Yeah.
How long till the Rumble? Yeah.
Yeah. Next up, Caleb Braxton interviews Dragon Lee backstage.
Mm.
And Lee says,
you're already laughing.
I'm very excited to be here on the SmackDown. On the SmackDown. I was just at that point, just say you're going to do lucha things.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to do some lucha things.
You.
Goddamn!
You may remember me from. The NXT.
Yeah. I used to be Kalisto, and now I am Dragon Lee.
On the Raw.
On the Monday night of Raws.
Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
I can't wait to hopefully one day main event the Saudi Manias. I am so proud that Vince could think of such a great racist name like Dragon Lee for me and my people. Yeah. The Vince, the SmackDown, the Raw, they're all the best.
The best.
I'm surprised he didn't make him change his name. Because he was in AEW. He had an AEW match like earlier this year and he was Dragon Lee.
He was?
Yeah. That's actually pretty shocking.
Well, he probably signed it over. Okay, so I just signed here.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, just sign here. This says you own everything.
Like well, Sin
you
Cara, know I own everything. They bought Sin Cara's name and then he botched his first entrance. And then Vince was like, you're fired! But we have the name Sin Cara. Yeah. So now, I'm sorry, who are you? You're Sin Cara.
He hits the random wrestler generator button. Like, and walks the guard.
What's your name? I assume it's just kidding. I don't care. Get in this costume. You're now Sin Cara everywhere on the globe.
I'm a genius.
Yeah. Can you jump on a trampoline into a ring?
Yeah.
Well,
you better.
Tremendous.
He has tryouts. First guy, nope. Second guy, nope. Third guy, nope.
Right.
Fourth guy makes it. He's like, okay, you're the guy.
Worst botch, that Sin Cara's first match fucks up his entrance, or Evan Bourne in AEW.
Matt Sydal. It was way funnier.
It was just such a big moment.
It's a banana peel slip on the top rope.
Oh, my God.
Whoop. Yeah. Classic.
I finally
Three Stooges.
Got my shot. I'm back! Woo! Career over.
What's even better is like Excalibur made such a big deal about it.
Right?
Oh my God, it's Matt Sydal! Here he goes! Wow!
Wow! He's had like two appearances since that accident.
I know.
Oh my God. Seriously. And one of them was like he used a squash jobber, like a no-name jobber.
Yeah.
To
Wardlow.
Yeah. Like what?
He was on that episode of like Dark when Tony Khan came out and did the live on Dynamite, live on. Like, yeah, that was all because of him. Amazing. Anyways, Dragon Lee's excited to be on this SmackDown. And then Cedric Alexander walks up and challenges Lee to a match. And Lee says, it will be my pleasure to take you to the limit and beyond. This match was some AEW bullshit.
Yeah.
The worst is when they go for a drop kick at the same time and they both miss.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I hate it.
Right.
I hate it.
And like, you know, even Johnny Gargano's done that in matches. I just hate that. That's such a dumb spot. We're going to both go for a drop kick and miss and both fall down. It just looks dumb. Yeah. You both look stupid.
Yeah.
Dragon Lee won with some stupid move. I guess that's his finisher. Like he flies all over the ring and then he just does like a move.
He was like this.
Like just like yeah, it was weird. Next up, we have Shotzi versus Chelsea Green. This match happened because of a backstage altercation. Oh, just like the other match.
Oh, just like any match that you have.
If you've been off TV like Cedric has for a while or just off and on, and then you challenge a new guy, like you need to win to like stay. Yeah. Like if you lose to the new guy, like
right,
you
like this
go.
Is like you're fighting for your spot.
Of course.
Yeah.
And not that this is a great show, but some, I mean, like, well,
Dolph made a career out of that.
Later in his career, but yeah.
Yeah.
Like, at least Triple H is smart enough to be like, okay, Cedric has been off TV for a long time, so people forgot about him, and new viewers clearly don't know who he is, so they show, like, a 30-second video package before he comes out.
Right, no.
You know, it's like, look at this guy. Remember when he was awesome? And you're like, not really. And they're like, well, but...
Yeah, neither do we.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, at least they do that, whereas in AEW, some guy will... fucking debut and no one fucking knows who it is
except the announcers, and they're like,
oh my god,
yeah,
even that's when, John Singleton, even when Aleister Black changed
the director,
yeah, well, I even when Aleister, this is not the AEW podcast by the way, but when Aleister Black changed his name and then Excalibur's like, that's Malachi Black, yeah. How did you know? Did he text you right before you came out?
Right. Correct.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, because wasn't Jer like, that's Tommy Inn or whatever the hell his name is?
Yeah. I think
yeah, he said that once. Yeah.
Tommy, or Tommy Black, the hell. I don't know.
Whatever the hell they're calling him right
Black
now.
Black Tommy.
Do we have it? Do we have it or not? Yeah. All right, not. All right, he's Black. It's his name for now.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, Shotzi Chelsea. Chelsea had a drop kick off the top rope. And then she yelled, that's right. And then
wow.
And then she rolled up. And then Shotzi beat her with a roll up.
Roll yeah, up.
Why do so many women wrestlers yell, that's right?
That's right.
Like, what's right? I don't get it. It doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. Right.
Like Sasha Banks does it. I mean, so many of them do it. They do a move and then go, that's right.
It's like a
What's right? I don't understand.
It's like a
what
shit
are you right
thing.
About? It's a terrible shit talk thing.
It is. I'm that's not arguing right. that.
But yeah, Shotzi wins with the roll-up, whatever. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from John Cena. Cena thanks the fans for giving him respect.
Oh. Mm.
But says he's worried about losing it.
John Cena sucks.
Yeah, I mean, then the crowd chants his name, and he's so moved that he takes a knee.
This is why we started hating John Cena, and now they're back to it.
It's so right?
Like when he first came
corny.
Back, he was like, I'm back, hey, and he'd fight, and it was fine. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah. But now he's like back to the corny. Like, again, when he was in the ring like last week and like LA Knight, he's like, you know, it's like.
You would think he's like the biggest jobber in the history of wrestling.
Right.
To be like, you guys think I'm good at this? Oh, thank you. So, I can't even stand right now.
Oh.
I can't even.
Oh, hey.
I can't even.
Yeah.
I mean, if I could, I would suck all of you off.
Even the announcer you. Said the greatest of all time.
You guys think I'm pretty good or?
John, they just called you the GOAT, bro. Have a little self-confidence, maybe.
For real.
Like, okay, if it wasn't for the fucking strikes, you wouldn't be here.
Yes.
So, like, just like the last 5 years, you show up once a year. And one of those times, he was Thuganomic Cena, and he was awesome. Can't you just do that when you show up?
Right.
Just be Thuganomic Cena for the one time a year you show up.
Right.
Just give no fucks, and everyone loves it.
Yeah.
Sure.
You don't have to be corny.
Come
You're
up with
super
a new rap.
Confident and cocky.
I'll write your raps. It's fine.
Joe's got this. There was a thing it's I saw so where it bad. Said, like, he should turn on LA Knight.
Yeah.
And, like...
Are you kidding? Wait, Eric, he should turn heel? Wait, hold on. Wait, are you saying that he should... John Cena turns heel?
Wait, John Cena turns heel?
Yes.
Who could have possibly come up with that idea for the last 15 fucking years?
Well, at least he finally did it with Roman.
Who?
So.
I don't know, anyone that's a fan of wrestling?
Yeah.
Anyone?
Literally
everyone.
Anyone.
Hey, I got an idea, guys. I'm just going to go on Twitter right now. What if John Cena turned heel?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Some renegade shit.
That would be
renegade some renegade shit.
Get this man a promotion.
Yeah, he should fucking turn heel.
Yeah. No, it'd be like a cool way to like close out his career.
Yeah.
As a bad guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But
Hogan.
Excuse me. Sorry, I had a little...
Oh.
Something. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, what did Hogan do when it got too fucking corny and people were sick of the corny bullshit? Yeah. He turned heel.
He painted his fucking beard black and became an asshole.
Yes.
And it worked.
And he was great.
And yeah. Showed his asshole.
So the crowd also chants, "You still got it," and Cena says,
"But what if I don't?"
Then leave.
What if I don't got it?
Then fucking hit the bricks, buddy.
Give this time to someone else.
Yeah. What are we doing here?
So then Cena gets fired up and he calls Crown Jewel a can't miss show. But then Paul Heyman walks out and Heyman offers a handshake out of respect and Cena accepts.
He offers a hand job out of respect.
Yeah.
Then Heyman says, "Vince McMahon asked me, who's your first round pick from OVW back in the day? And I said, John Cena."
He took credit.
Yeah. However, Heyman said Roman proved that in the ring, you're not the greatest of all time anymore. But you still are on the mic. You could have had a career just talking. You could have been me. Until you pissed off the bloodline. And now Solo Sikoa is going to give you the Samoan spike. And you won't be able to talk anymore.
Yeah.
This match is a must win.
Well, one
but
guy.
You can't win.
That happened to
and
one
that's
guy.
Not a prediction. That's a spoiler. And then right as he says that, Solo attacks Cena from behind. And lays him out with the Samoan spike.
Now he can't talk. Butt. Can't talk.
Right. Is Cena going to come out and be like,
He's going to have a neck brace, neck strong.
I'm John Laurinaitis now.
Right.
Where's Nikki?
Or which brawling brute did the only guy that couldn't talk after the spike?
Hey kids, it's me, Mr. Bella. Yes. Oh, Nikki.
Yeah.
It's your daddy. Technically, that's true.
Imagine like they're 16, 17. He's like, "Hey, girls." He's getting so excited. He's like,
"And twins." Am I right? No, I fuck your mom. The girls came over for Halloween. The girls came over for Halloween, and one of them, bent over to put something in the trash, and then I gave her behind, and they said, "What are you doing, Step Johnny?"
What? Step Johnny.
Step Ace. What are you doing, Step People Power? Oh, no. But I gave her some people power.
Yeah, good God.
Wow.
That's what John Cena's going to sound like.
Yeah, that's John Cena.
It's me. I love eating way too much. Being such a cuck and twins.
I wonder if he's still married to the Bella's
gotta be.
Mom. No, because then it came out that him and Vince were passing around
that
woman.
No, I think they actually divorced a while back ago.
No way.
I'm pretty sure.
Now I want to know. Because was it like right after that story came out or around the same time?
John, Lord, look at him. Why would she marry him? Spouse, Kathy Colas. That's the only one he's ever been with. I'm guessing that's the mom.
Mm-hmm.
Married in 2016.
Right.
Yeah, it says Nikki Bella. Let's see if.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Personal.
Yeah, Colas. Yeah,
personal
yeah.
life.
Yeah, they're still married.
As far as we know.
Yeah, well, sure. Yeah, this is just, yeah, whatever.
Divorce. I mean, that's something. Yeah, who knows? It says was married to her for an unknown period. Is he still? Who fucking knows?
Yeah, moving on.
Yeah. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Bianca Belair. Man, I miss these scripted, corny babyface promos. They really need to turn her heel.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Belair said all that was on her mind for the past 2 months was this, and we watched footage of Damage Control, kayfabe, injuring her leg.
Yeah, sure.
Damaging her control, yeah.
And then she challenged Io Sky for the WWE Women's Championship at Crown Jewel, and it became official.
Yep. It is official.
All right. Next up, we've got LA Knight versus Jimmy Uso.
Come on. Work the back. Okay, that's hard.
All right, work the cock.
What?
Don't make me do it again.
All right, go. He's turning into John Laurinaitis.
Wait, this actually works.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. It's so hard.
All right, we got LA Knight versus Jimmy Uso. Knight hit a superplex and the BFT for the win. After the match, Reigns tried to surprise him with a spear like he did a week or two ago.
Yep.
But this time, Knight moved out of the way and he gave Roman the BFT. And Michael Cole yelled, "Sometimes you just gotta believe."
And what?
No, 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 no.
No, Michael.
No.
No.
I will not believe.
No, sir.
It's not happening.
Nah.
Everyone listening, don't be a fucking mark.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not happening on Saturday. So if the only reason you're watching is because you think maybe LA Knight's going to win, don't.
You know what's weird is, like, let's just say they fucking did it. The Saudis were like, we'll pay you double if you just let this one guy win. Like,
yeah.
At this point, we'd be angry. We'd be like, wait a minute, what? Like, now? You fucked over Cody, so this guy can just take it off Roman after that?
I definitely wouldn't be angry.
Yeah.
Be relieved. It makes more sense to do it at WrestleMania.
Right.
But they get paid more for this.
I know.
For sure.
It's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. I don't think so. But we'll see. All right. Next up, Raw opens with Rhea Ripley.
Oh, my God.
Rhea. Yeah.
Bottom left.
I know. It's true.
When she walked out. She was all like,
she, looks, she was like, what?
She's all like, bottom Andrew.
bottom Andrew.
But that's what Eva, I wrote that. I was like, she comes out, she looks awesome. Oh. But then Dominic Mysterio and JD McDonagh are next to her.
Well, I mean, yeah. Sure.
Did you see her at NXT?
No.
Who?
Oh, when she had Dominic in handcuffs?
Yeah, and she was like kind of dressed like a cop.
Wait, was that Halloween Havoc?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mommy hypes the show, but she's interrupted by Sami Zayn, and she even yells, God damn it, like right in the mic.
Yeah, right.
I know, it went over the air. Like, that's not a good word, right? Well, I guess they're on USA, and it's, I don't know.
Yeah, they'll get a little like, hey, why'd you guys say that?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, church is still a thing.
So Sami cuts a passionate promo about how he will fight the Judgment Day until they are no more. But I was watching it. I was like, this is a weird promo. I was like, it feels like he's not talking about them.
No, he wasn't.
And it turns out he wasn't.
Yeah.
Like, it was, he even tweeted, like, this is, like, you know, this was, you know, how I feel about, he didn't directly say it, but it was clearly about, like, the Palestine and Israel conflict.
Yeah. And I'm sure part of it, like, even, like, what he was saying about, like, you know, tyrants,
he mentioned,
and
like
shit.
Oppression and it was obviously not about the
right judgment. Right before going to fucking Crown Jewel, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So Ripley tells Sammy to face Damian Priest, but Dominic says, let's teach him a lesson right now, and the three of them inch towards Sammy, but then Ricochet runs out for backup.
Yeah. Oh no.
Yeah, we got Ricochet versus Dominic Mysterio. No Sammy ringside. Ricochet just saved you.
Yeah. He's like, hey, thanks.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Fuck you.
Right.
Hey, I got to go. All right. Is that cool?
I heard you need a new best friend. Right. Oh, I'm not best friends with jobbers.
Someone's like, hey, Ricochet just came out and saved you.
Yeah.
I missed the part where that's my problem.
That's right.
Ricochet set up for the shooting star press, but Ripley distracted the ref while McDonagh pushed him off the top rope. And Dominic won, right?
Yeah.
How did he win? I don't even remember. Was it a roll-up? It was a roll-up, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Ricochet attacked him after the match and set up for the shooting star press again, but Mommy pulled Dominic out of the ring. It was a weird... weird thing because at one point Mommy was like standing in front of Ricochet and then she moved out of the way. It's like, when has she been afraid to punch a guy?
Yeah, yeah. But you know, yeah.
But obviously this segment didn't call for that. They were just kind of positioned wrong. So it was awkward.
Yeah.
Next up, we have the Alpha Academy versus the Creed Brothers.
Bottom right.
I don't even know what button.
Who are you?
No, I mean, we've obviously heard of them. They were champs, right?
At some point.
I didn't even realize that the Diamond Mine was still a thing.
It's not. It's not Diamond Mine.
They came out. It said Diamond Mine.
I know. But it's not it. Like, they Diamond never Mine, reference right? it.
Okay, but all their shit said Diamond Mine.
I know.
But it didn't say it. Did it say it on the screen? Or did it say Creed Brothers? Creed
the
Brothers.
Fucking Titantron was Diamond Mine. Everything was Diamond Mine.
Yeah.
That's weird. I was like, what?
But the
their manager's been gone for 2 years.
I know.
The way that their leader's been gone for a year.
Introduce them to is like, oh, this is Julius Creed. And this is Brutus Creed. And this is Ivy Nile. The Creed Brothers.
Right.
Yes. That, all yes. three of them.
That, right. They did say that. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, she's very butch, you know.
She looks like she has like the face of a 50-year-old woman. It's weird. And she's like 21 years old.
Really? Aww.
She's super young.
Really?
She's got is this Ivory? Like, you,
this Ivory weird. Nile?
I thought Ivory was even prettier than that, though. But you're right. Yeah, Ivory looked older. She's been taking the steroids.
Otis slammed Brutus Creed, went for the pin, but Julius Creed broke it up with a 450 splash off the top rope. And then Chad Gable hit a moonsault off the top rope. That was, you know, the best part of this match. Then Ivy Nile pulled Maxine off the apron, and then Maxine pulled Ivy off the apron, and you're a slut, you're a slut. Then Akira Tozawa got in between them, but Ivy gave him a German suplex.
I did like the handoff suplex.
Sure.
Like, I'm suplexing this guy. Here, Joe. Yeah. Take this.
Take that.
Yep.
The Creed Brothers won with one of the dumbest tag team finishers I've ever seen.
How are they getting worse? How are they getting worse?
Julius holds up Otis in the electric chair. And then Brutus goes to the top rope as if they're going to do the doomsday device.
Right.
But instead, Brutus jumps at Otis like he's jumping off a diving board to do a cannonball in a pool. So he does the cannonball and goes boop to Otis, and then he falls on his brother. So you did more damage to your brother than Otis.
Yeah.
Boop. Oh, you're dead.
Well, it made it believable that they're real brothers.
Oh, my God.
Boopity boop, boop. And it's called the Brutus Ball.
Yeah.
All of this is terrible. I get that they're trying to come up with unique finishers.
Right.
But wrestling's just been around too long.
Yeah.
Just do the doomsday device. Clothesline the fucking guy. Don't go. That does nothing.
There's so many things you can do.
Yeah, I get it.
And they're
wrestling's,
both big guys,
I get it.
Though.
Wrestling's fake.
You know what I mean?
But they're it still has big. To look good. The movie you fucking watch in theaters is fake. If you saw Tom Cruise do that in Mission Impossible, you'd say, what the fuck was that?
Yeah,
that's fair.
You know what would work well? Even just like a crossbody.
What? Anything.
Yeah.
It's better than what... Anything's better than what they did there.
Than the ball.
Than the Brutus ball. Brutus. What the fuck?
We're getting too creative and it's stupid.
Yeah. Backstage, the New Day dressed as the Judgment Day. Go trick or treating.
The New Judgment Day?
Right.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you like
that? No, I didn't.
They go trick or treating in Judgment Day's locker room.
That was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Priest and Balor don't give them candy. And then Xavier Woods starts to hit on Ripley, but Kofi pulls him away and they leave.
Mm-hmm. Like, whoa, bro, we've been down this road, okay? Videos were made. Why don't you run along?
It's like, I'm trying to make another one.
I know.
And then Priest tells the group that he might cash in at Crown Jewel. Smart, with the cameraman in there.
Yeah.
And then he also got upset at Rhea for making a match for him. But then Ripley talks him up and he moves on. Next up, we have... Ms. TV.
Yeah, there it is.
Yep.
His guest is Gunther, but Ludwig Kaiser and Giovanni Vinci come out instead. Kaiser calls Miz a clown, but Miz says, I've been called a lot of things in my career, but I've never been called someone's sidekick.
That's good. Brr, brr, brr.
And right there, I was like, wait a minute. Are they turning Miz babyface?
Yeah, maybe.
Just for a match.
Because if they are... That's a mistake.
That's a huge mistake.
But if he can be an asshole babyface.
He tells Vinci, I guess that makes you the third wheel. Vinci says, weren't you your wife's sidekick on Total Divas? And then Miz is like, he talks. Give him a round of applause. Also, it's Miz and Mrs.
Yeah, Total Divas hasn't been on in like
years. A couple minutes.
He says, you wish you could be yelled at by someone as hot as my wife. And even Vinci was kind of like, yeah, it's true.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Then Gunther walks out and tells Miz, I'm not your guest. You're beneath me. I don't respect you. Miz says, I interviewed an invisible John Cena that was more entertaining than you. Whether it's movies, TV, or in this ring, I'm the biggest star WWE has. Mm. I think he meant B movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gunther
says, to streaming
movies. I'm the biggest independent star.
Straight to Peacock. Right. Gunther says, it doesn't matter how entertaining you are when you're in this ring. The only thing that matters is how good you are. That's why you're a talk show host. And that's why I'm the greatest Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion of all time.
It's not a bad point.
Miz runs down the list of all the big stars he's beaten, as well as when he made the IC title the most prestigious title in all of WWE.
I mean...
But that was 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He tells Gunther, I have no problem doing it again. And then Kaiser smashes Miz's pumpkin.
Oh, no.
And that offends Miz enough to attack him.
Sure.
And Gunther lays him out with a chop. He yells, you're not in my league. But Miz gets up. He attacks Gunther. But Vinci and Kaiser grab him. And Gunther hits a big boot. And then Miz rolls out of the ring and walks to the back as DIY walks out with new music.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's so... Yeah.
First of all... And they even pass each other.
Yeah.
And it's like, are they going to team up?
Oh, no.
Because, no.
No.
Secondly, no.
Yeah,
right.
Thirdly, Ciampa and Miz just feuded.
Yeah.
They hate each other.
For sure.
Right.
I have a quick question about the music.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I know.
What was that?
I have no idea what it said.
It was generic bullshit that didn't even sound good.
You know, it's funny. It's better than Johnny's shitty version of Rebel Heart.
I guess, yeah.
Because it's,
Why couldn't you do some kind of combination of the two songs or just do Ciampa's
this
music?
This blackened heart, this blackened heart.
Sure. Sure. Great. Do it.
Do it.
So we have DIY versus Imperium. Gargano hit a suicide dive, and then he and Ciampa sat on the apron and gave themselves a round of applause.
Yep.
And then DIY hit the knee and super kick on Vinci for the win. But yeah, I mean,
without the music. And I listened to it right after. I'm like, God, this is like 10 times fucking better.
I know. Yeah.
What is it called?
Yeah.
What is their move called? Meet in the middle?
Yeah.
Well, that's what Cole said. Is that what it's called?
Is that what it's always been called?
Meet in the middle?
Meet in the middle. Vinci.
No, I thought it was
Vinci just, was the meat.
I thought it was called do it.
Is it meat in the middle or is it meat?
I thought it was do it in yourself or something.
That's their tag team name.
Yeah, but I thought it was also the finisher name. Yeah. Mm. Who cares?
Yeah, you start walking your way, I'll start walking mine.
Pass.
We meet in the middle.
Yeah. Bump junk, whatever. We got another video promo from
put your meat in the middle. See what happens.
Put your question. I want you to put your meat in the middle and close your eyes. You're part of the family now.
It's a meat to meat business, question.
I get that salami.
It's a cock to face business.
It's a cock to face business.
The bada bing is a cock to face business, question.
All right.
You trying to zoom, huh? What the fuck is zoom? This is 1997.
Seriously, the first season they're playing Mario Kart on the 64.
Yeah, right.
So old Sopranos is.
Holy shit.
And he's playing it so wrong. There should have been someone there because Gandolfini's holding the controller all wrong.
I know.
And it's like, he can't even be accelerating the way he's holding the controller.
But he's a dad, you know, playing.
Is he doing the jump drift?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he beat his son because he covered his eyes.
Yeah.
No, he just. That's true. I'm going to win, bitch. All right, next up we have a video promo from Shinsuke Nakamura. He's still waiting for someone.
Yeah.
CM Punk.
Right.
In a few weeks, he's going to say, seal at Survivor Series.
Sure.
And then it can't not be CM Punk.
Correct.
You guys really think... Come on, MJF that, please.
Yeah, sure. I mean, who cares?
You fucking mark!
Yeah, one for me too.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. It's fine. We can both have it.
Right. Let us fucking enjoy something, Joe.
So just be let down? I'm sorry. The WWE does not allow that any longer.
Next up, we have Candice LeRae versus Xia Li.
Yeah, what was this?
Xia hit Candice with her spinning kick, but didn't go for the pin. Instead, Candice flopped all over the ring as she tried to stand on 2 feet.
The fuck
and then the ref
this?
Called the match.
So
this isn't boxing.
Let me explain what my mind went through watching this.
Go.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's a work.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. It's real. Now it's a work.
Yeah.
Is this real? Oh, no. The acting is so bad. It's a work.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wait a minute. Why?
Or maybe she's so out of it, she can't act.
But like, why?
I think it's funny.
Xia Li picked up her hair, she looked right at the ref. It's like, let the ref tell you no.
It's funny.
First.
It's funny because they wanted this to look like boxing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not how boxing works.
No.
Because, okay, let's talk about a normal wrestling match where you hit your finisher and the opponent is out.
Yes.
If it's like boxing, the ref will be like, okay, he's out. It's over.
He's dead.
You don't even have to make the pin because he's dead.
Yeah. Right.
But no, instead, she hits him with her finisher. And then she's just laying there. Xia doesn't go for the pin. And then Candice stands up and stumbles around. The ref's like, are you okay? Are you okay?
Which way did he go? Which way did he go?
She's like, do they think they tricked any fans?
She's like, yeah.
Yeah. Seriously.
Right.
Who do they think they fooled?
Yeah. And why wouldn't she just pin her if she thought she was done?
Yeah.
This is so dumb.
What happened? Why are we doing this?
Can you scroll your notes up for one second? Okay, yeah. No, go ahead.
Making sure I didn't skip anything?
No, I was seeing if you caught something, but you didn't. Oh, I'll bring it up later.
Candice is like, Johnny, I'm so proud of you.
Because
it's
an award winner.
DIY is back. I'm so proud. Look at the script. You guys get to fight together.
Yeah, right.
Let me scroll down. What?
Right.
Oh. Johnny's because, like, honey, did you see my match? We did good. She's like, Brad. Yeah. She's like, they kayfabe, like, wrapped me in a fucking cloth and threw me in an ambulance for 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know,
stress.
The fans were around.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Seth freaking Rollins.
Yeah.
Seth mentions the Drew McIntyre video promo that they played earlier in the show about how he beat Brock Lesnar at COVID Mania in front of no one, which, you know.
Yeah, sure.
He's mentioned a million times.
Yeah.
And then Seth says, boo freaking who? Cry me a river.
Uh-huh.
Justin Timberlake?
No.
Oh.
Cry me a river is what Jungle Boy yelled in the camera at All In, which was directed at CM Punk.
Oh, man.
You fucking mark!
Everyone wants to fuck that plan.
But again, what has Seth been doing for the past month? He's been making CM Punk references.
Right.
I know.
Wouldn't the fans, like, you don't want the fit. You're a baby face.
Yeah.
Like, we would all be like, well, fuck you for doing that.
Yeah.
That's why it doesn't make sense.
Go fuck right off.
Right. Seth says, if Drew beats me at Crown Jewel, I'll shake his hand. But then he's attacked from behind by JD McDonagh.
Donna.
And they have a match. Seth hits the buckle bomb and set up for a frog splash. But Damian Priest walked out with a ref. He's going to cash in.
No, he's not.
No.
Because he's a giant fucking pussy.
Yeah.
That distracted Seth, but he went for the frog splash. JD got his knees up and almost won with a roll up. And then Seth gave JD a back superplex off the top rope, and he won with a curb stomp. And then after the match, Seth got in Priest's face and dared him to cash in.
Yeah. Just fucking hit him with it. It's over.
Kick him in the balls.
I'm sorry. Mr. Money in the Bank is more prestigious than that new title.
For sure.
He's like, I'm not cashing this in. Mr. Money in the Bank.
Yeah. Right.
Like, why would I
You're
do that?
You're not Mr. Champion.
Tell me when the last night this is up, and then me and my five friends will kill him, and we'll take that title off of him.
Ring the bell. He's dead. Ring it.
It would be funny if there was one time where it went all the way to Money in the Bank, and they're like, Priest has until tonight to cash in.
Right? Yeah.
And then he cashes in on the Money in the Bank match and just wins it again.
I just want to keep it.
He's like, I got it for another year.
Oh my god, that'd be hilarious.
It would be hilarious, but you can't do that because it's too stupid.
The winner cashes in.
Too stupid.
The winner of that night's Money in the Bank cashes in. Yeah. And then Priest cashes in on that guy.
Wow.
Yeah. That'd be interesting for sure. Mm. Backstage, Ricochet demands a match against Dominic.
Yeah.
He just had one, though, right?
Yeah.
Chelsea Green bitches about her upcoming match. And then Valhalla and Otis demand a title match for the IC title.
Yeah,
and
what?
Then Adam Pearce says his new catchphrase,
I need a drink.
Yep. fucking same.
Two things. Did the Valhalla and them really think they're going to go get an IC title match? Then the Miz just... Secondly.
Yeah.
Dude. Piper Niven as Anvil.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Right.
Spot on. Spot fucking on.
I know.
Well done. Well done.
So we got Natalya versus Chelsea Green. Natalya was dressed as Catwoman and she never looked better, to be honest.
Honestly, yes.
Honestly.
Can this be her gimmick forever?
Just keep this.
And then, yeah, Chelsea and Piper were the Hart Foundation. Oh,
basically.
I spelled it the Hard Foundation.
Okay.
Hard.
Basically, Natalya's dad.
Natalya's dad.
Yeah.
Chelsea was Bret Hart.
Right.
This was a trick or street fight, by the way.
Sure.
Chelsea gave Natalya a pie to the face. Natalya hit Chelsea with a candy corn kendo stick.
Yeah.
Chelsea hit Natalya with a trash can lid.
Yeah.
And then Chelsea jumped off the barricade ass first to try to put Natalya through a table, but Natalya moved, so.
Yeah.
Then Natalya forced Chelsea to bob for apples,
yep.
Which is what every kid in 2023 does on Halloween.
She was drowning
after
her
COVID.
In front of the ref. And the ref's like, this is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, hold her down for one more second and she's dead.
Did you ever bob for apples on Halloween, Eric?
I've never bobbed for apples.
We did when I was a kid.
Shut up. We get it. You're old. I have never bobbed for apples ever in my life.
But I think my point is, like, in 2023...
Did you also have one of those big circles that you pushed with a stick?
Yes!
Wait, what is that?
Two of them!
No, we did.
Didn't, and it's 2023.
Right.
So
right.
Maybe there's that's no more point. Bobbing for Apple. Like, I mean...
Like, well, not in COVID.
That reference post-COVID. Is literally for 48-year-olds and up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
clearly.
Well, that's their audience.
Yeah, right.
I guess. So Anvil got involved... And Natalya beat up her dad. That was fucked up.
Her dead dad.
And then she tried to put her dead father in the sharpshooter.
Yeah.
Tried to put Bret Hart and Jim Neidhart in the sharpshooter. One's 60. The other one's dead.
Yeah.
One's brain dead. The other one's dead dead.
Dead dead.
They're both dead on the inside. And then they kicked her into a skeleton that was hanging from the ring post. The same skeleton that you could buy at Walmart.
Yeah, that you have in your
the
tree.
The same skeleton I have. And then Chelsea, this is the worst part. Chelsea picked up a pumpkin, but Nikki Cross's head was under it.
What the fuck?
And that scared Chelsea so much that she purposely... accidentally put the pumpkin on her own head.
On her own head. And then wandered around.
She went, oh no.
And then
she didn't even drop it. You could have just went plunk. Like practice it so that it worked. Oh no.
And then she walks around like, oh, I don't know where my arms are anymore. I can't see. Who did this?
I can't see without my arms.
And seriously, she hit her head on the ring post when she was in the pumpkin.
Right.
There's holes in it, you stupid fuck.
Then she gets up, looks at Nikki again, and then screamed like an idiot.
Right.
Yeah. She just went, ah!
Yeah, what?
It's Nikki Cross.
10 seconds later.
She's not wearing scary makeup.
No.
She's not wearing a scary mask.
No.
It's just a pretty girl.
And she's locked in place. I would have smacked her a couple times. Hey, yeah. Stupid bitch. You locked in there? What are you going to do?
She's not being scary at all.
No.
She's just not moving.
She's just being weird.
And Chelsea, like, just the worst, like, okay, you ready to audition for Scream? Let's go ahead. Give us a scream, Chelsea. Ha! Okay, that's it. Thank you. And you're gone.
Right.
And
don't call us. We'll call you, but we won't call you.
And next.
So Natalya put Chelsea in the sharpshooter, but the anvil hopped on the apron. Chelsea tried to pie face Natalya, but she hit Piper instead. And then Natalya punched her dad. And then Chelsea hit the unpretty her for the win.
Mm. Yeah.
We're so lucky, though, that we get Chelsea and Piper two nights a week. You know, no other
three
wrestlers
this week.
That. Oh, God.
Yeah. NXT.
Well, they don't watch NXT.
Well, I don't watch Raw.
Next up, Jackie. Well, you have to.
I don't watch Raw.
Next up, Jackie Redmond interviews Becky backstage. And, you know, Becky actually lost the NXT Women's Championship to Lyra Valkyria last week or whatever. Yeah.
A lot of Valkyrie.
Oh, wow.
Names.
She lost to the Irish girl.
Right. Put her over.
Sure.
I like her. Why? Because she's Irish like you? Yeah. Okay. That's a perfect reason.
Sure.
Jesus. Becky says, in 45 days, I defended my title more times than Rhea Ripley has all year.
All right.
And then Xia Li walks up talking trash. Becky challenges her, but then Xia says, we will, but on my time.
On my time.
And Becky's like, when great. Is her time? She's been coming for 3 weeks now.
Yeah. And I have the spoilers from 2 weeks from now. Becky won.
Oh, wow.
Manhandle slam.
Wow.
Yeah.
Super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Becky was funny saying, like, what does she mean her time? It's been like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finally, we have Sami Zayn versus Damian Priest.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Okay. It was.
You know who wants to see this match again? Nobody!
Real quick about the Trick or Street fight match. Matt Cardona did post, you know, a picture of Natalya grabbing his dick. And then he posted a picture of like the trick or treat fight, and he's like, long term storytelling.
Right.
So good. It's great. I love it.
Well, when are you gonna come back already, you fuck?
Yeah, I know, right?
WrestleMania, he'll help Cody beat Roman if that's what they're doing.
You fucking mark! You fucking 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 mark!
Thank you.
Thank of you. All the things we Thank said. You. We said CM Punk's coming back in Survivor Series, and Joe's like, hit the button.
Nope.
And then he claims that Zack Ryder's going to be in the main event of WrestleMania.
Helping Cody.
Book it.
No, you don't get this spot back. I'm sorry. This is now a two-man show. For that, you have to sit in the middle.
That was the most markiest mark that ever marked. And then after... After they celebrate and Cody gives Zack Ryder a title shot the next night and he wins!
Mark!
In a death match because he's a death match king.
Oh, that was good. Yeah. But he'll be there.
Yeah. Yeah. With all 17 of his fucking indie titles.
Yes.
Oh, well, he has to. It's the only title he's going to win.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Anyways, Sami Zayn versus Damian Priest.
Yeah.
Priest hits Sammy with the Reckoning, but Cody Rhodes does that.
Oh.
You really are reminded about like how horrible Priest is at hitting that move.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't believe that was his move back then.
Right. I know, right?
He's so bad at it. Balor distracted the ref while Dominic punched Sammy. Then Jey Uso ran out for the save, took out Balor and Dominic. Then Jey gets in the ring and super kicks Priest for the DQ.
Yeah.
You are a fucking idiot.
I know, right?
I don't know what's happening.
Like, Sammy wasn't even upset. It's like, dude, you just got in the ring and super kicked him? What the fuck?
Right.
That's so weird. So after the match, Judgment Day attacked Jay and Sammy, but then Cody Rhodes ran out, and the good guys win the brawl. Cody gave JD two crossroads on the announce table, and then he grabs the mic and shits on Priest, who watched from the stage. That's how Raw ends.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's a show.
That is a show.
Yeah.
Well done, everyone. They go backstage. Great job, everyone. It's a long show. Great job.
I know.
Ratings are down.
At least Raw, like at least SmackDown has one great segment. Yes. Raw had nothing this week.
Oof.
Let's give some awards.
All right.
Who did you have for worst dress? Just kidding. Piper Neidhart.
Yes.
Piper Neidhart. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Anvil.
The Anvil.
Piper the Anvil.
The Anvil.
It was almost too good. It was borderline best dress. It was so perfect.
Okay, but best dressed?
Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, Rhea Ripley.
Bust a nut.
Bust several nuts.
Eric, don't.
You have anything?
Don't do it, Eric.
Don't do it. Don't do it. I saw your... Go ahead. You can say it.
I had Natalia.
Hit anything. You can hit any button, really. Just hit a random button for me.
Perfect.
I was afraid you were going to say Piper Niven.
No.
Natalia, for the first time in the history of this podcast.
Yes.
It's been 9 years. For the first time, Natalia's best dress is acceptable.
All right.
Yeah.
We did it.
But that's the only time. You can never use her again.
You've used her. One. That's your one.
Worst acting?
I had Michael Cole.
He's bad.
He was bad.
Did you, like, his commentary during that trick or street fight match?
Yeah.
Like, they pull up the candy corn. He's like, this is the definition of hardcore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, go fuck off.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Joe?
I had Xylee.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'll go Xylee.
Okay.
Best acting?
LA Knight.
LA Feet.
No!
Yeah. No, you can't say feet.
Don't
anymore.
Say feet.
Because it makes it weird.
Yes.
And we like them?
Yes.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
If he starts.
Well, Joe likes feet. No. So is that a compliment?
Once he loses.
So wait, is that a compliment?
But it's man foot.
Which I want him to die.
Once he loses to Roman and then he goes back to jobber status, he'll be LA feet again.
Yeah, don't worry. Then he'll be.
So, like in 5 days.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes. Worst comments?
A couple. The hot route, Roman. Yeah. I went hot route.
Oh, my God, yes.
Like, shut the
fuck
up.
So, before Xylee and Candice LeRae, they did a video package on Candice LeRae. And Michael Cole said, just ask her opponent tonight, Candice Michelle.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Oh, my God, I missed that.
And then when they come back, like, what's his name?
Kevin Patrick?
The other commentator. Corey? The other commentary.
Wade Barrett.
He's like, you'd have to go back to 2007 for that one.
It's early
Michael
than that,
Cole
isn't it?
Having nostalgia boners
for Candice Michelle.
Yeah.
And I mean, we all do.
I got one right now.
She popped out of her fucking shirt in that GoDaddy commercial.
She was my favorite. When she was around, she was my favorite.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I thought she was super hot.
All right.
Wow. Best comment?
When Triple H was walking with Ric Flair down the hallway, and he just lifts up her dress, then he grabs her. He's like, oh, my God, what are you doing? Oh, my God, what are you doing? And he's like, she wanted it. To Ric Flair. And he's like, woo!
When they had their...
Yes, she did! And what's sad is, like, Rick was not even in character there. He was just like, yes, she wants it!
She wants it. Why is this camera on?
I already fucked her
earlier.
Paul,
when are you going to go fuck her? She was the one who was getting blown with Triple H, right?
Yes.
Yeah okay.
He's like, she wanted it. Rook's like, then why are we walking away?
You and me are a tag team.
Oh, my God.
I'll take mouth or vagina. That's
I will take the mouth or the downstairs mouth.
Any lips are fine.
The mouth
with me.
The downstairs mouth or the smaller mouth. brown mouth.
Or I'll take the stinky mouth. Woo! All night.
I'll take the mouth that ain't sour candy.
I'll take the mouth. The downstairs mouth. Or the poo-poo mouth.
Oh, my God. If you get the vag and I get the stinky sauce, who gets the mouth? Call Sean. If he's the guy that I used to know, he'll do it.
Did you say stinky sauce?
Oh, Ric Flair.
Good times. Holy shit. All right, so I got best comment, Ric Flair. All of that.
Best comment.
Oh, my God.
Best comment, I had Sami Zayn's oppression speech.
Oh, I got LA Knight mentioning suffered succotash.
Yeah, that was good.
Worst match?
Profits LWO.
God. touch.
Trick or street fight.
I have I have Chelsea Shotzi.
Oh, trick or street fight.
Oh, but it was so much fun.
That was my slow-mo match.
Yeah, that's my slow-mo because it was on for so long.
My slow-mo was Chelsea Shotzi. Yeah.
Okay.
So both were Chelsea.
Double down.
Yeah. Best match?
I just did LA Knight, Jimmy.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't really...
wasn't anything great.
I mean, from the
DIY,
finisher...
maybe?
No.
Aside from the finisher, Alpha Academy and Creed Brothers wasn't bad.
That finish was so bad,
but
though.
The finish, yeah. I didn't care for the finish. But the match itself was...
I'll go Knight and Jimmy, sure.
All
right.
Yeah. Worst move?
Dropping the pumpkin on the head?
Right. Yeah, right.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Oh, no! I'm going to accidentally... Oh!
That's what it was.
And then your arms are dead.
I can't use them to take it off.
Best move?
The Owens double punch.
Yeah. Double punch.
Yeah.
yeah, sure. Why not?
Yep.
Worst moment?
The pub fight. Man.
What?
The pub fight?
There was a pub fight?
Wasn't there?
No.
What?
Oh, never mind then.
You mean, you think in the previous week?
Yes. Okay.
The pub, you mean NXT when they had the... Where's your brain going right now?
I don't know.
Was it like when Drew and Sheamus got beers?
No. It was like Brawling Brutes. Brawling Brutes and Pretty Shitty.
That was last week.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah. But plenty of other worst moments to choose from.
Oh, absolutely.
Gosh.
The double sharpshooter.
Just Chelsea Green.
Yeah.
Trick or street fight.
That was bad.
Yeah. And then best moment?
Contract signing.
LA Knight.
SmackDown.
Yeah. All right.
On to breaking news. Did you guys hear this?
What happened?
Ronda Rousey is returning to wrestling.
Yeah.
At the Wrestling Revolver Unreal Indie Wrestling Bullshit Show in Los Angeles on November 16th.
Uh-huh. Apparently, Shirty had a fight. Shirty wrestled once. Like, it was a surprise in, like, a gym somewhere. I'm like, this is why you left them?
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. That was it. She was with Mira Sofia.
I thought she was just at their show.
No, she teamed with her.
Yeah. Teamed with Marina Shafir against Taya Valkyrie and Brian Kendrick. She made her debut at Lucha Vavoom in Las Vegas.
So it wasn't the wrestling she hated. She just hated the WWE fans.
Correct.
For booing her.
Good times.
Hilarious. But at least she's no longer with WWE.
Yeah.
Yep.
Also, WWE announced its first ever pay-per-view to be held in Germany. The event is called Bash in Berlin and will take place on August 31st of next year.
Yeah.
Which is like, I think, a week after All In.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But it's not the same. Like this German, like where this is being held, it's only like 17,000
really
fans. So they're not trying to like outdo.
Yeah. They're not breaking records.
AEW.
Right.
Or anything like that. Also, Philadelphia Sixer Joel Embiid was fined $35,000 by the NBA for doing multiple suck it chops after a big dunk in a game.
Yeah. Awesome.
Triple H tweeted at Embiid, "I know a place where you can do that all day and everyone will love it. WrestleMania 40 is right there in Philly."
No. No sports. No celebrities. Just do fucking wrestling. Fuck. Now we got to have another DX reunion everyone can...
You didn't like Snoop Dogg doing it and then pinning The Miz? It was amazing.
You didn't like that, Eric? Joel replied, "Yes, sir, I would love to, but I don't think I'm going to be in Philly for that. #NFL. So he just doesn't know when WrestleMania is.
No,
correct.
#NFL? Yes.
WrestleMania is a...
Oh, you mean #NBA?
He put #NFL.
He did?
Yeah, yeah. Which WrestleMania is their offseason.
Yeah, I mean, the Super Bowl is in February.
Yeah.
He just doesn't know when Mania is, I bet.
Right.
Yeah. Anything else for news?
Yeah, I got a couple of things.
Spider-Man.
Matt Riddle and his porn star fiance announced they're having a little bro.
Oh, my God.
I thought you were going to do Randy doing stupid.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Wow, he knocked up a porn star.
Yeah. That's his fiance.
Yeah.
Also, I thought this was funny. This is AEW Twitter marks being AEW Twitter marks. Mm, yeah. So someone tweeted that AEW Collision falls in this week's Fast Nationals.
What does that mean?
Like the ratings.
Oh.
P2, 439,000, down 15%. And then the 18 to 49 demo, 157,000, down 26%. God. So at, yes, I'm going to at you, at Pro Wrestling Times said, not surprising, World Series, Matthew Perry's death hit like 10 minutes into Collision, which probably got a ton of fans searching for his unfortunate death. So people stopped watching Collision to Google. They shut off their TV to Google Matthew Perry death.
Oh, my God.
You fucking mark.
Yeah. Like, there's always stuff happening. So at the end of the day, it's you either want to watch the show or you don't.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, things happen in my life this week. I still watch Raw.
Yeah.
Yeah. For stuff happened in my week, and I still didn't watch Collision,
and
like every week.
I had nothing to do on Saturday, and I still didn't watch Collision.
I made sure to not watch Collision.
I had nothing to do during Collision. I stared at a wall. I stared at a wall in my house.
This would have been the one week I want to watch because it's MJF versus Kenny Omega.
Yeah, ooh. That.
Wow. Yeah. That was last Saturday or this Saturday?
This past Saturday, the one
that
already happened.
Yeah.
Because they had an impromptu,
Yeah.
Right. That's a title match on Collision.
That is.
Instead of a pay-per-view.
It was anything else? Title?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No. They're desperate.
Not for news.
All right. Rumor time.
Rumors! Vince McMahon gets kicked out for sex allegations?
That happened!
But then he returns and takes back the company?
He did that!
And then Vince sells the company but stays in power?
Jesus! Oh my God!
And then Vince dyes his hair black and has a stupid mustache?
Confirmed!
So the Wrestling Observer reports Crown Jewel will be Roman Reigns' last pay-per-view match of the year.
Of course.
Now, there was There's only one left anyway, but it is Survivor Series.
Yeah.
That's the only one left? There's nothing in December?
No.
Oh. He's not going to wrestle at Survivor Series.
According to this, yeah. I mean, if their main event is War Games and it's Judgment Day versus, you know, Cody,
the
Sammy,
good guys,
whatever, then I guess they're like, okay, we don't need it.
Right.
Kind of makes sense.
Kind of.
When you think about Roman and how he never wrestled.
Yeah.
The Wrestling Observer reports Randy Orton's suggested time frame for a return is Survivor Series. Randy's doctor suggested that he retire, but Orton wants to continue wrestling until he's 50.
50? Why?
Yeah.
He wants to be like Edge.
Maybe not 50, but I mean, you know.
50!
He wants to at least come back and have one last run or something.
Right, sure. Final match.
And then PW Insider reports AJ Styles is expected to make his return on next week's episode of SmackDown on November 10th.
Cool.
Yeah.
The only rumor I had is there's a report going around that WWE 2K24 is reportedly going to be a dedication to the career of Bray Wyatt, which would...
That's cool.
That would be the showcase mode this year.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah. So getting to play as all the different iterations.
Cool. Randy. Cool. Hope you come back soon, Randy.
All right, trivia time.
Yeah.
All right, so let's just do it. Name all of the Saudi events. Can you do it in order?
Pay-per-views.
Yeah, pay-per-views, of course.
Okay.
Super Showdown.
What was the first one?
The Greatest Royal Rumble.
Great Royal Rumble. That was in 2018.
Yeah.
Okay.
Second one.
Crown Jewel.
Crown Jewel, number one. Correct. Third one.
Saudi Mania?
Well, they've never had a Saudi Mania, so what's the actual... These are all Saudi Manias. You mentioned it, Eric. I'll let you have that one.
Super Showdown?
Super Showdown. 2019. Mm-hmm. Next one?
Crown
Crown Jewel 2.
Crown Jewel 2. Very good.
Electric Boogaloo.
Electric Boogaloo. That was 2019. The next one.
Can I see real quick?
See what?
No, I mean, you have...
Greatest Royal Rumble, Crown Jewel 1, Super
Showdown.
So
there were two in 2018?
Two in 2019, yep.
So then there was one in 2020, right before. That was when Goldberg beat The Fiend. God help us all.
Yep. That was like, that one was called, We Can't Refuse This Amount of Money.
Yeah. But you know that one. So, yeah. I mean, we're, you don't have to name them, but that was Super Showdown too.
Oh, okay.
And that was in 2020.
Then there was not another one in 2020 for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Was there another one? Was there one in 2021?
I don't think they went back till 2022.
Incorrect.
Oh.
So one in 2021.
Yeah. Crown Jewel 3.
Yeah. And then one this year already that happened.
Well, you skipped the year.
Oh, 2022 and 2022.
So what was in 2022?
Two.
Do you know which ones?
Crown Jewel.
Crown Jewel. Crown Jewel 4. And 2022, and you mentioned it earlier.
Super Showdown?
No. They had one of these in Saudi Arabia. Kind of like a...
Elimination Chamber?
Yeah. The Elimination Chamber.
Oh, right. Okay.
In 22. And then they had one earlier this year, which they called... You remember? They never called it this. But again, you've heard this in other pay-per-views.
I don't know.
It was the night...
Oh, Night of Champions.
Night of Champions.
Yeah.
And then this Crown Jewel. This is the 10th Saudi event.
Wow.
On pay-per-view.
Wow.
And a quick side trivia.
And 10 more to go.
Which former WWE champion will make his first absence at this Saudi? This is the first Saudi pay-per-view. He will not be there.
Orton.
No.
Lesnar.
Lesnar's correct, yeah. Unless he shows up, because you never know, right?
Right.
Because you never know. But if he doesn't show up, this will be his first. This is his first one where he's not advertised to perform. Let's say it like that.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Fan questions.
Yes.
Everyone's favorite.
Yes.
Charlotte Horseface. Since Vince is no longer controlling creative.
Is he?
How long till... see, here we go. It's the first fucking question. How long till long does it take him to get the Saudis to back him buying Endeavor /TKO? Oh, like he's going to, with the Saudis, buy Endeavor?
Hey, guys, I'm out. Help me buy it again.
Is he just playing the long game because Dana White, because hates Dana White? Okay.
Moving on. More than two errors, we move on.
Yeah. Brock Landers, you guys remember Freddy versus Jason? Apparently, Rey Mysterio was Freddy's stunt double for the Boiler Room Brawl and the Final Brawl.
Holy shit.
Did he do a Hurricane Rana?
619.
Did he do a 619, Freddy?
I think so, yeah.
Shut up.
No, I don't know.
What the fuck? It's a weird dream.
Kind of want to watch
Rizzler,
it.
Rizzler, thank you, Andrew, Slamilton, and Joe. You realize it's been a couple weeks now, and I still have that song playing in my head, Party Pussy.
Oh, man.
Pussy. You know how fucking hard I had to concentrate to not sing that out loud at work? I'd be an HR wet dream if they heard me.
Wow. Was it testing vagina, or was it the...
No. I don't know.
Party Pussy song.
Yeah.
PCJ, Natalia, just the bunny pussy I've been looking for.
Oh.
Fuck, Mary, Kill, Piper, the Anvil, Niven, Bunny,
kill.
Natalia, Chelsea, the Hitman, Green.
Ooh. I think I marry Chelsea, fuck Natalia, and kill.
There you go. Anvil. That's the correct answer.
That's it.
Although you saw fucking Cardona at New Orleans. He seemed pretty miserable with her.
Yeah. Right.
So Natalia? That's your other option?
Yeah. Omar, Piper dressed up as the Anvil. That's nasty.
Where were they for that?
Yeah, at least they didn't do that this week. Jericho, appreciate hater. Do you think after seeing Drew McIntyre's video package, Adam Copeland messaged him and said, man, if you don't enjoy winning belts in empty arenas, you need to re-sign with WWE ASAP because that's all we have in AEW. I saw a really funny tweet.
Wait, what? Did someone actually say that?
No.
Oh.
I saw a really funny tweet. It showed that video package, like a screenshot of it, and it just shows McIntyre sitting in an empty arena. And they're like, there's Drew at the recent AEW taping.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Like, Drew went to Dynamite this week.
Yeah.
They got to be freaking out right now. That's why I don't think they have any major signings coming up, because they're probably like, we're losing tons of money.
Sure, but they just got Edge.
That's why, that's it.
Durag McMahon, not to be a fucking mark, but LA Knight had a line where he said Roman was going to be like, oh shit, he's walking off with my title. Would be so funny if when the Bloodline gets involved midway through the match, if he just takes the title and runs off with it, and they do an angle where he holds it hostage for a month. Yeah, but mid-match, he's just going to run away?
Right, they can't do that because Roman won't be there, so.
Yeah.
Right.
Speedy McCrab, did you guys hear about Impact coming back? Heard the first match will be Jeff Hardy versus Kurt Angle in a no sobriety match for the Relapse Championship.
Wow.
Yeah, that should be fun.
Perk Angle.
Robert Enright, someone was like, yeah, people were like, yeah, Kurt Angle in TNA, it was the best version of Kurt Angle. I was like, Perk Angle?
Perk. Yeah. He was in TNA longer than he was in WWE.
Doesn't mean it was better.
You know what's funny? And this is another sad thing. Great little trivia or fun fact. Who's had the most wrestling matches on TV in AEW this year? I don't know if it's most.
Oh, Orange Cassidy.
No. Well, let me say it differently.
Yeah.
Who's had the most matches in AEW out of like, it was like 10 people?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Jeff Jarrett was like number one on this list. You're like, this is why you're dying.
Robert Pushfire Berry to defeat Gunther. Chad Gable, Xavier Woods, Tommaso Ciampa.
Push Ciampa, Berry, Woods Fire, Gable.
I would have been all about it.
Push Woods.
We're already over that.
Woods hasn't had a chance yet.
That's I'd push true. Woods. I'd push Woods. That'd be great.
Jason Dearham, you guys were talking about draws a few weeks ago, which got me thinking, what was Vince's actual plan for that gimmick? Was he going to have draws puke all over his defeated foe, like Carlito spitting an apple? Imagine him and Rikishi as a team. Their finisher would be a stink face washed off with draws puke, or even worse.
No, I think it's like
draws and Val Venus.
I think he just wanted the guy to be like
Val Venus didn't come on his opponent. if that's what you're aiming at.
But he should.
Oh God, they threw up on me and then they came on me.
Yeah.
Axe, Pushfire, Barry return matches for Randy Orton, Gunther, Cody, Balor.
Ooh. Gunther, Cody, Balor.
Cody number one.
Yeah.
Push Cody, Barry, Gunther, Fire, Balor.
There you go.
Sure.
Occasional jerk. Nice to see Natalya dressed up for Halloween. Seriously, does anyone even remember what she used to look like?
We try not to think about it.
Nah.
Jonathan Ramos. Ngannou beat Fury. Judges be damned. Jets win again. I couldn't recall a damn thing this week in wrestling, so how was Halloween for you guys?
It was fine.
I bought some candy.
Yeah, Halloween was good.
Got no trick-or-treaters, so luckily I bought candy that I like.
There you go.
Aw. You had no trick or oh, because you're in like a little gate thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Jonathan Smith, Natalya wins best dress because, oh my God. And Vince.
That's tremendous.
Again, on Instagram, you know, well done, Natalya. Well done.
It's good Photoshop.
How to dress it up.
This next question is from Ghost Pussy.
Oh.
Who do you think has the most ghastly pussy in the locker room?
Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
Probably.
Jim the Viper Neidhart.
Piper Jim Neidhart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uncle Saudi, what do our Saudi princes think about Elimination Chamber being in Australia this year and not Saudi Arabia? Well, we did it.
Yeah,
we already did it.
But no one got eliminated.
The bitches in the chamber, and they didn't let us blow up the chamber.
Eliminate them.
So we said, fuck it.
Right. Where's their match for Saudi?
Huh?
Who knows? Veer, Jinder.
Why would they ever match in Saudi?
What? Jinder's always in Saudi.
Is he, though?
He is.
He's Canadian.
Shut up. Okay.
He's not Saudi. He's not Saudi Arabian.
What about the Mansoua?
Well,
no, Mansoua's gone. Yeah. He's gone, right?
Yeah, he's gone.
He got fired.
Got rid of him.
Fine.
Yeah, no, but Indusher did like walk into Pierce's office a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And of course, nothing happened for
like, hey, we're still employed here, right?
That was all it was. Liable Chief, what was each of your favorite Halloween costumes as a kid? What was your favorite candy to receive trick or treating?
Favorite candy, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yes.
Sure.
Favorite costume?
I made a three-headed monster where like I have a monster mask, monster mask, monster mask.
Nice.
That's mine.
It's really cool.
Yeah. That's it.
That's mine too.
All right, fine.
My guy G, okay, I don't get it. Is Miz a heel or a face? What the hell's going on with Raw?
We don't know.
That's every week.
Yeah, we don't know.
Justin Stewart, in honor of it being November 1st, can we have Stone Cold sing a rendition of...
Oh, boy.
All I want for Christmas is beer.
Maybe next week?
I think I just did it. Dashing Dan, next week is the 20-year anniversary of Crash Holly's passing. What do you think his legacy is? And what are your favorite memories of him from back in the day? I mean, it's 24/7 champ.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be the only thing you really remember about him.
It's like Ivory giving him a massage and then trying to pin him.
That's good.
It's Gerald Briscoe
pinning him, beating
him while he's asleep.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes. And then it was that.
Right. Yeah.
That was shit. This is stuff that you can still do.
It is.
Because that's not like art. That's not Attitude Era stuff.
Yeah.
You could do things like this.
Right. But they never quite knew what to do with the 24/7 title.
Right.
It roll up, roll up, roll up, roll up.
And for a change of pace, roll up.
The one Wilson, Pushfire Barry, Tony Schiavone, Michael Cole, Mike Tenay. No.
No. None of them.
Pass.
No.
Aaron Rodgers, Achilles, Jets, Giants set football back 20 years. That's true.
Wow.
Pushfire Barry, Zach Wilson, Tony Khan, Vince McMahon.
Fuck. I don't know.
Fire Zach Wilson.
No, fire Vince.
Come on. Fire all of them.
I care more about the Jets.
Well, then I'm pushing Zach.
Sure you are.
All right.
Bill Capri. Oh, Piscano, that's nasty. I don't know. Do you think the new... Maybe he spelled their names wrong. Do you think New Day Alpha Academy segment will go into next year? Oh, for sure it will.
Absolutely.
Anita Dick and Me. Uh-huh. Have you guys seen that clip of Ric Flair walking out of a comedy show called Kill Tony when he started talking about his dead son? And the show's band started playing Lonely Man as he talks. Funniest shit of all time. I did see that. Mm. That really happened.
I did not see that.
He started talking about his son. And then they played like the sad music and he got pissed off and left.
Wow.
Ethan, we are definitely going to need a funniest moments of 2023 compilation at the end of the year. It has to happen. I mean, someone could do that.
Yeah.
I don't have to do that. We have a fan that does that.
Kind of does it.
Like once a year, he puts a video out there.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. We watch it and we laugh our asses off.
Yeah, we do.
Double A Arn Anderson, new theme song, same generic bullshit. And then Tony Khan, I guess he heard Michael Cole as well. Candice Michelle.
Where the hell have you been?
Where have you been?
Yeah, that's great. Mm. That is all for fan questions.
Oh,
yeah.
Here we go.
So it's time for Crown Jewel.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I went very generic with my picks.
Good.
Okay.
Because I think that's what's going to happen. Nothing.
Yeah.
All right. In the pre-show.
Uh-huh.
Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
He's in the pre-show.
Right.
Sami Zayn versus JD McDonagh.
This is why he goes to Saudi?
Yeah. I'm going to go JD here.
It's not a bad pick.
No, that's a joke. Who cares? So you really, that's funny, Eric, but you really put Sammy?
No, I put JD.
Yeah, let him do it. That's a good pick.
Has JD ever won a match? Ever? Eric, has he ever won a match?
Yes.
Sorry. Dolph Ziggler.
Fuck off.
All right, I have Sammy with a pin.
I
got JD with a pin.
Oh, sure.
No. Over, under, 0.5 people interfering.
Over.
Under. No one's helping JD.
Yeah, no one's helping JD. Under.
And it's the pre-show.
Does JD McDonagh hit his finisher?
Nah. No.
What is his finisher?
Roll up.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Fuck. So he does hit it.
So he does hit it. You have him winning.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's good times.
Wait, if we count it as... Is roll up being his finisher? Can I change mine to yes?
No, his finisher is a back suplex.
You're like when Josh fills out a bracket. Like,
I know.
Who wins? Rhea. Who takes the fall? Rhea.
What? But like Josh will be out. It's like, all right, Josh, first match. You know, MJF versus a jobber. And he's like, jobber. I'm like, well, you already lost.
It's over.
You already lost the belt.
Right.
Cody Rhodes versus Damian Priest.
I got Cody with a pin.
Cody with a pin.
Cody with a pin. Over, under, 2.5 people interfere.
Under.
I went under. I think it'll be 2 or 1.
I put over. And then over, under, 3.5 crossroads.
I put under.
I put under. That's a lot.
Reckonings count.
Well, it doesn't say reckoning.
It's the same thing. No. Two different things.
No, it's not.
That's why they have two different names.
I'm fine with under.
I put under anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
John Cena versus Solo Sikoa.
I got Cena with a pin.
I also have Cena with a pin. Andrew?
Even after that SmackDown promo,
yeah,
he has to win.
You know what's funny?
I don't know if I can do this anymore.
The betting odds have Solo as the favorite.
Not really. Anymore.
It doesn't?
No. They're even now.
Oh, okay. Right. Even though, you would think that's like minus 500 for Cena.
Sure. They don't know anything. It's been proved. The only time they knew anything was when it was COVID and the shows were pre-taped.
Right. Yeah.
And that's when they knew everything.
Okay. Right.
Okay, sorry, Eric. So sorry.
Thank you.
Cena with a pin.
Cena with a pin.
Over under 0.5 people interfere.
I'll go
over. Jimmy.
Okay, one at a time, guys.
Over.
Over.
Under. Over under 2.5 AAs.
Under.
Under.
I've got over. Does Solo hit the Samoan spike?
He just did it. Someone say no.
Yes.
Oh, so you have Solo winning then.
Can we do the fucking scorecard?
We are. I have no, because obviously no if he's not going to win.
Right.
Rey Mysterio versus Logan Paul for the U.S. Championship.
Logan with a pin.
Logan with a pin.
Logan with a pin. Over, under, 0.5 people interfere.
I'm going to say over. There's a lot of LWO, plus Logan's friends are always at these big matches.
I'm going to say under.
I'm going to say over. I'm just going to say Dominic Mysterio.
Sure.
Is going to help.
Yeah.
Fuck his dad.
Sure.
Oh. Does Logan kick out of the 619?
Yes.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no. Does Ray kick out of the Lucky Punch?
No.
No. Then we got Io Sky versus Bianca Belair for the Women's Championship.
Yes.
I feel like this is the only title that can change hands. Out of all these titles, I just don't have it. I'm not going to put it. I'm going to put Io with a pin.
I've got Belair with other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go.
That could happen. I got Io with a pin. Over, under, 2.5 people interfere.
Under.
Under.
I put under. Does Balor kick out of the... Oh, does Balor. Does Balor. Belair kick out of the moonsault?
No.
Yes.
I put no. Does EO kick out of the KOD?
I put no.
No.
No. And then over under 3.5 beheadings.
Ooh.
I only see two girls. I'm going to go under.
I went under.
Unless we can find more girls.
Under. Yeah, I think at least three, but not more than three.
Yeah, not more than three beheadings. No, no. Not this match.
Then we got Rhea Ripley versus Nia Jax versus Zoe Stark versus Shayna Baszler versus Raquel Rodriguez for the Women's World Championship.
Wow. Oh. Wow. World Championship.
All right.
Rhea with a pin.
Rhea with a pin.
Roman Reigns.
Yeah, Roman Reigns.
Ripley with a pin. Who's taking the fall?
Zoe Stark.
Zoe.
Over under 0.5 people interfere.
Under.
Under.
Under. Over under 4.5 beheadings.
This is where I have the over.
Do we kill all the losers and let the winner live?
Or
do
five
we
women.
Kill yeah. the winner too?
Five women, five beheadings. I mean, what? This is math.
Yeah.
I went under.
Oh, okay.
You went over? Okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Joe loses by 2 points.
Is this a real thing?
Yeah, we're going to hold him to that.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre, World Heavyweight Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Seth with a pin.
I have Seth with a pin.
Seth with a pin.
There's so much that can happen here.
Wait,
Drew can...
that's not even a question.
Yeah, shut up.
All right.
Seth with a pin.
You weren't here when we fixed it here.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Over, under, 0.5 people interfere.
I'm going to say over.
I'm going to say over.
I got under. Does Drew kick out of a curb stomp?
I'm going to say yes.
Yes.
I got yes. Does Seth kick out of a claymore?
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say yes.
Yes. Any swerves?
No.
No.
Yes.
Mm.
Does Priest cash in?
No.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes.
No way.
It's Saudi.
I don't care.
This is where they do shit like that.
Yeah, but they want to keep this riding this fucking wave of Priest right now having it.
He's got to do it. Because Royal Rumble's coming up, and no one wants to see Priest with that fucking belt.
No.
He's going to lose this fucking thing. He's going to win it, and he's going to hold this championship for like a month, if that.
We'll see.
He might lose it in 2 weeks.
So I got him cashing in.
Yeah.
Okay. Roman Reigns versus LA Knight, undisputed WWE Universal Championship.
Roman Reigns. I got Roman with a pin.
Pin.
Roman with a pin. Over, under, 1.5 people interfering.
Over.
Over. Over. Over, under, 2.5 spears.
Over.
Under.
I got over. Does Roman kick out of the BFT?
No, I think it's the one thing they protect in this match for LA Knight.
I'm going to say yes.
Really?
I'm going to say no. I think someone will distract the ref or they'll put his foot on their, you know, that bullshit.
Okay.
And then does Priest cash in?
No.
No.
Of course not here. Surprise appearance?
It was a coin toss between Brock and Orton.
Same.
I went Orton.
I went Brock.
I went Brock.
Yeah.
Brock's not going to miss a payday.
Does Damian Priest win a championship?
What does he do? Like, who is he going to feud with?
Doesn't matter.
You know, if they don't do the cash-in, you could have, like, Brock come out and attack Drew. Because Drew's been mentioning him a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I beat Brock Lesnar. You beat who, bitch? And then he fucks up Drew.
You're going to beat this dick.
Exactly.
Ha-ha.
Yeah. Does Damian Priest win a championship?
Yes.
I put no.
I got yes.
All right.
How many times is an announce table broken?
I put zero.
I put two.
I put one.
All right. I was thinking about putting zero because they tried twice to break it this week.
Right.
That's funny. We'll put something different. Yeah. What's the opening match?
U.S. title.
Yeah. No, I got Cena solo.
I got Seth versus Drew.
Okay.
And then the main event.
Roman Reigns.
I put Rollins versus Drew because if they do a cash in,
maybe. Yeah, no. Right.
Roman always main events.
Okay.
Tell me a pay-per-view in the last 3 years where he was on that he didn't main event.
There was none. There was one.
No.
Yes.
No. Please let me know.
Did he main event the tag match?
Yes.
Was that he did? Yeah.
Yes. he's always the main event.
All right.
I got Roman Knight and then Lock of the Century.
Roman.
If it wasn't Roman though.
Cena.
Ripley.
Oh, I think for me it would go to Logan Paul, maybe.
Okay.
Or Cody. He's not losing.
Yeah. Ripley's not losing that thing either.
Right.
Well, there you have it. There's our predictions. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt or hat at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And you can get your Thanks Guys t-shirt at bonfire.com/thanksguys.
Boom.
And we'll see you after Crown Jewel if you're on patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Yep.
You better
Should be
on
a
there.
Fun recap.
Yeah.
We'll see you over there.
Fun.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So what's wrong with wrestling? Oh, no.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.